Welcome to Mike's Divided, everybody. This is Cameron Ford and Zach Burhans here to my right. We're going to be talking to you guys about the NFL draft and particularly the first round and all that's going on with that. And that'll start up on Thursday, right, Zach? Looking forward to it. Time we get some sports back,
dude,
right?
I'm telling you, it's the most important thing, especially for this football season, because we've been out of sports for so long.
Oh my gosh.
And then the WNBA draft was, you know, basically online.
Sabrina going number one. No one.
What a shocker.
So surprised. Now, my question is to you. I was going to ask, what do you think? Do you think that this draft in particular will have even more viewers just because there's no other sports on right now? Or do you think it'll kind of just still be mainly NFL fans?
I think day one has a lot of fans.
And then it'll just kind of die down. Like usually
Let me ask you, did you ever watch like all seven rounds?
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, like, you know, it always does the thing where it comes out the
you
bottom.
Watch day
you
one.
You know, obviously I want to see my team do its picks.
So you're
picks
and everything. And,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, I'm just watching in my room. But I really wanted to see what really happened. And I just wanted to kind of go with, and it kind of goes back to like social media and being able to, you know, when you follow your teams, as you follow the Broncos and I follow the Bills on these social media aspects, we get to see what they pick in there. And then it gives us a little more information about the players, too. Obviously, we're not seeing the highlights that you do see on, like, the first round and all that stuff. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I do feel as though it's very valuable to really get to see even, like, players that, you know, you're not as, that aren't stand out like wide receiver or quarterback. If your team's not drafting that, the linemen are just as important, and if not more important, because they're really what's
setting
the stage.
They're protecting the money.
They're setting the stage, man. So with that being said, let's start this thing off here, and let's go to our number one pick. In my opinion, it is going to be Cincinnati Bengals picking up Joe Burrow. And I know you had some contradicting feelings about that, so talk to me about
it. I've said it in multiple podcasts. Joe Burrow will go number one, but he's not going to the Bengals. The Dolphins are going to trade their fifth overall pick and either Josh Rosen or their 26th overall pick, and the Dolphins pick up Joe Burrow.
Yeah, and I mean, we do see that, you know, I think we all know that Fitzmagic is going to run its course and that it's kind of going to be, it's kind of on the downhill a little bit.
His legacy.
Right. I mean, you know, he was able to keep things going when it mattered, and he had some games where he beat the Patriots.
Without Fitzmagic, the Patriots wouldn't have been in the wild.
That's right. And they wouldn't have been bounced like that, man. Crazy. But, you know, I do think that we could see something a little crazy happen. You never know with the NFL draft, but I do think that no matter what, Joe Burrow's going number one.
Oh, yeah, Joe Burrow has to get number one.
I mean, with the season he had and the he's a confident player. And
what
I really
love
Joe.
The national championship.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so, I mean, I love Joe, and I really think that that'll be the number one pick no matter what. So let's move on now to the Washington Redskins. And with that pick, I see it being Chase Young. And if they don't get Chase Young, like,
at number two,
what do you do? I mean, you just don't have any really sort of intentions of being at the next level in that conference.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know, that division's going to be, it's
always
like
NFC
that.
East.
Yeah.
East, not least, East.
Yeah, they freaking, they're every year, it's always up for grabs. People don't know, you know, who's going to be.
Who's going to win?
It's like almost nobody wants to win. Like last year with the Eagles and the Cowboys, it was like that.
And we knew the Redskins weren't winning it that year.
Yeah, that's true. But now here's my thing. With adding Ron Rivera, and they did get rid of Josh Norman because, which was really crazy because when they picked up, when that happened with getting Ron Rivera, I felt as though that would really help with Josh Norman because we obviously didn't see Josh Norman have the season
he usually has.
But I thought it was kind of a coaching error too. And I thought that Ron Rivera coming in would have really helped him. But now that he's gone and he's on the Bills, it'll be interesting to see how he really shows himself. And we talked about that in our other podcast about how we think he'll really try to show his worth there. But what do you think? What else do you think? I mean, this Redskins team.
Well, you know, the Redskins team, they need a lot. They need an O-line. They need a tight end. They need a wide receiver, a cornerback, and an edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
So they pick up Chase Young. I agree with you. Chase Young is the pick.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they need to upgrade at wide receiver. That's like the second most.
Yeah, but they only have one pick.
They need to help Dwayne Haskins.
But since the fact that they only have one pick in the first round,
they still have to pick.
Chase Young. Exactly. There are from what other... you saw at Ohio State, the guy is a monster. Right. There's no reason not to
No,
pick
yeah, him. And there's other options at wide receiver in later rounds.
Right. It there's actually be... a good amount of receivers in this draft, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of
them
of
will be gone in the first round. But yeah. There's also, look at... like these late rounders in general.
It's also the teams that are not as well known that have like exactly. those significant receivers that they have that were very valuable to their team, but didn't really stand out because they weren't playing these crazy teams and they weren't in these big conferences.
They weren't Alabama receivers,
right? Exactly.
They weren't
LSU or Clemson, exactly. So we'll see that happen. I think. Let's go on to number 3 pick here, the Detroit Lions.
Oh, and, have mercy!
Yeah, I know. And Detroit really, you know, ranked last in pass defense a year ago. I mean, but you know, you got and you lost. I mean, you lost Darius Slay and now he's an Eagle. I mean, so the fact that what we kind of see there is like with Matt Stafford, and we'll see if that continues with their, you know, if they still believe in Matt Stafford. But no matter who they pick as their quarterback, he needs some protection, and that's the real problem. I mean, that's something that they really got to work on. I mean,
they need to work on their O-line, but their secondary.
Right.
You know, they were ranked last in pass defense. This is a team that has always had potential, but how do you rank last in defense when there's teams that were as bad as the Bengals?
Right.
And then the number 3 overall pick, they're not even the worst. They're not even the number 1 pick.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
So I have them picking a guy out of Ohio State, Jeff Okuda. I have him. He's a cornerback.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to replace Darius Slay.
Yeah, I could see that. And they really need the coverage downfield because that's where a lot of those players get beat at the cornerback position. They always have to – because think about it. You're playing teams like – well, you know, you won't have to deal with Stephon Diggs as much anymore, but you were still playing the Packers, and you got to deal with all these significant receivers that Aaron Rodgers has dead eye on. So that, and then when
the
you
Bears,
go, yeah, the Bears. I mean, they're still having some good receivers out there too, and they might pick up one. We don't know, but really, you're still having to go against some of the. I mean, Vikings still have Thielen. So I mean, what are you gonna? You really have to deal with that. So. Adding a cornerback to the Detroit Lions, I feel like will really
bode
well
for
them.
It's what they need
first. It is, absolutely. It's essential. So let's move on now to the New York Giants. Some team that I think is really trying to revolve the whole team now around Daniel Jones and around Saquon Barkley. And I feel like that's the smart move to do.
They need...
because you have a good quarterback, a good, very smart quarterback. His IQ is out the roof. He was a very intelligent player. But then you have Saquon, who just... although
just
it can't be tackled.
It's just go mode.
Can't be tackled. I mean, he's an animal. So you also need these big receivers, but I still think that we all know that their defense needs work, and that's kind of what it comes down to. So I had them picking up Isaiah Simmons from Clemson, and I saw so much out of Isaiah Simmons because Simmons really was a player that when Clemson needed him to step up in these big situations, he was able to do so and was able to really – maneuver and be able to oversee everything in the defensive side. And I think that that's really what they need.
It's a good pick. Do I think there are some other options available? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, they need a fast energy going guy off the edge.
Right.
They need to build around their offense, but defense wins Super Bowls.
Right. Exactly.
And you gotta start there with Isaiah Simmons.
I think so too. Yeah. So I think we'll see that. And I think the Giants the fans will be happy with that pick if they get him. If they've really seen Isaiah Simmons, they'll know they got a good one. So let's move on now to the Miami Dolphins and at the number 5 pick. Now that's giving that my take that the Dolphins still remain with that pick. I do see them picking. Everybody talked about going with Tua, but I do see them going with Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert really stood out. He's really made his mark when he was over there. And, I mean, I felt like it's just something that they're just going to have to kind of weigh the pros and cons between him and Tua. And those two could go either way.
I love Justin Herbert. I love him. I have him going number 5 overall, too.
Yeah.
But to the Bengals.
Yeah, that's true, you do. But, like, either way, his mobility, too, is one of the most underrated things about him.
It is.
Because he's very good at looking at a player and deciding just on the move, just being like, all right, I'm just going to go for it. Yeah, I'm just going to go for it and dart it out.
Look where he went to college, right?
Yeah.
He went to Oregon. Who else went to Oregon that was like that? Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, exactly. And who was a great rusher.
They coach these quarterbacks
Yeah.
How to be a dual threat, even though their speed... I know Mariota's very fast.
Mm-hmm.
But they teach their speed on how to be fast.
Yeah, absolutely. And they also are really good about changing their uniforms every day. So they can always come up with some fresh clothes.
Have you ever seen their like locker room where they have their jerseys?
Don't they have like a hot tub and stuff in there?
Yeah,
too?
They have.
It's unreal.
I had over 100 jerseys,
I'd like maybe be wearing the same one three times a year.
I'd be wearing a different style for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Halloween.
Right. I'm sure they have a red one for Christmas even that they want to wear. So I mean, they can do whatever they want.
No, green Christmas. Yeah. There's green. It's fine.
But I do. Yeah, that's true. They could work with that. But I do see that Justin Herbert is really going to be that guy that can stand out at the next level and make his mark. Kind of like people like Sam. He could be like the next Sam Darnold or like Josh Allen kind of, and making his wherever he goes, I feel like he can be.
He can produce.
Yeah, and he can be a franchise quarterback down the road.
He's going to start whether he's going to the Dolphins or if he's going to the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, because they need it either way. So let's go on now to the Los Angeles Chargers. So, and this is where I had Tua going, which was right after. So this is kind of why I said that either one could be kind of flip-flop just because they're right next to each other. So, because both teams obviously need a quarterback, you know, the departure of Philip Rivers, and I'm sure you were fine with that.
I am 100. I'm honestly fine if they just keep Tyrod Taylor. You're a Bills
fan. Hey, I'm cool with Tyrod Taylor being gone too. I see Tua going here, but nonetheless, either one of those I think will be fine there, and it'll take a couple years I think for either one of them to make any marks in that division. But I do see them eventually being able to be the franchise quarterbacks of those.
One of those teams. I prefer the Chargers going with Tua,
mm-hmm.
since he's smaller.
Yeah,
just Von Miller. Once he's healthy,
it's incredibly selfish. But
Justin Herbert can produce, right. And he knows how to get the job done. Tua knows how to get the job. He went to Alabama.
He's also injury prone.
He
got to think about that.
That hip. One hit from Von Miller.
That's true. Yeah,
Tyrod Taylor's back to the starter.
That's right. That's right. No, you're right. I mean, it could be something, but I mean, look at the Chargers. They got, you know, they're not necessarily losing them, but they have Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram being on free agency next year. So
they're not re-signing both.
I know. Definitely.
So get rid of
both. It's the money.
Get rid of both.
Yeah. I think so too.
Get rid of both.
I think so too.
Restart.
So now let's go on to the Carolina Panthers, and with the team that was really somebody that with the draft picks they had, picking up Christian McCaffrey will always be one of the best things they've ever done. Christian McCaffrey, I could see being MVP level this year and being somebody that really stands out. The guy is a hard worker, somebody that stands out on that team, and really was somebody that they revolved the whole team around last year, sadly.
He can't do it again this year.
No.
He personally can. He shouldn't have to.
And it's sad because of how humble he is that he has to take on that burden and feels like it's all him. Because it is all him. It's not your fault, but it is you. It is on you because they're putting it on
you.
It's not your choice.
It's his fault. The Panthers.
I didn't say that. No. I hope he knows that.
CMC.
Run CMC. Unbelievable. But
tell your family members, Ed, I appreciate him on the Broncos.
Yeah, exactly. But now we do focus on Carolina. Now they got Teddy Bridgewater, so they think they have a quarterback now. And then now they have Robbie Anderson, who gives them a good target. But they do need to work on the defense because you've lost Luke Kuechly. You already had Thomas Davis gone. You lost Mario Addison to the Bills. I mean,
James Bradbury, Eric Reed.
Yeah, exactly.
These players. And under Matt Rhule, you know, first year head coach,
mm-hmm.
they're running a different defense this year.
Yeah.
They're going to be running a 4-3.
Yeah, I know. It'll be very interesting. That's one of the other things when it comes down to it is we always kind of see every time, like, we always want to know how it's going to develop having a college coach being able to step up and being the NFL.
And produce
and how much different it's really going to be. Now, he did put Baylor on the map, though. I'll give it to him.
You know what they do when they go from the NFL into college coaching?
Yeah.
Luke Harbaugh.
Yeah, so maybe we'll have a switcheroo there. We'll see what happens. But, I mean, hopefully things get better for them, and I could see the Panthers really being, if they embrace it being a rebuild season, then it will be. If they don't, and they really try to go out there and win games, I could see them competing.
So who do you have them drafting?
I still have them drafting Derrick Brown from Auburn, who is a defensive tackle. And from what I've seen from Derrick Brown, what I've seen from Auburn, he was really somebody that was able to get to the quarterback and was able to really be somebody that was perfect on that edge and just being able to gun out when it all came down to it. And that's what they really need. They're losing all these pass rushers. They're losing these people that were really essential to that defense. So I think Derrick Brown can provide that for them. So
I agree with that. Okay. It's a good pick.
Yeah, let's go to the Arizona Cardinals now.
Here's the thing with the Cardinals. Did they need to do anything?
Oh, my gosh. They won free agency, like, on a huge note. Yeah. I mean, good Lord.
So all they need to do is protect.
That's
protect,
exactly protect right. Murray. Well, I don't know if at this point, do you get guys that are, like, offensive linemen that are short? Because you have one of the shortest quarterbacks in the game. He's not going to see over these guys. You got to move around. And you're like, oh. Well, I mean, like, at that point, do you do that? Because my pick here is, I mean, Tristan Wirfs, and he's out of Iowa, but either way, I think he's going to add good protection for Murray, but Murray is so mobile anyway, it's kind of hard that that's what they need, but I still think they need it just to say that they have good offensive line, right. But Murray is so good at coming out of the pocket, being able to be mobile, but also making good decisions that I think that adding D-Hop, it's going to be,
But also, listen to this. I don't think this is going to happen, but just imagine this, right? So they have D-Hop. And let's just say they have number 8 overall pick.
Yeah.
There's some good wide receivers. There's Jerry Jeudy. There's CeeDee Lamb. There's Henry Ruggs III.
Listen.
Imagine. It's not going to happen. They don't need it. But imagine.
Oh, just imagine.
Them picking up one of these elite wide receivers.
That's what I'm saying. They could.
They could learn under DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of those things that they have these kids. Like, they have, literally are in a prime position. Because that's kind of where I am with a lot of these teams. And we'll talk about at the end with the teams that didn't get these first-round picks and stuff. But a lot of these teams that made their mark in free agency and really were able to exploit that and be able to be the teams that stood out and made, they kind of don't, because there's so many teams that when you go into the draft, they're like, all right, what are we picking up? Because we need this and we need that. But then the ones that win free agency and do it right and have the right cap space that can make room for these people, once they make that mark and make it happen, you don't have to rely. It's kind of like, in my opinion, it's like, you remember when we were in college, when we'd have like all these tests, you have 3 tests and you have a final. If you do good on the 3 tests, you don't need to worry about the final nearly as much.
And I don't know about UNC Charlotte, but at Catawba, in a couple of my classes, if you had an A going into the final, you didn't have to take the final. So if you produced your A's early.
So I'm telling you, like, that's kind of where they're at, where they did so well that it's kind of like a give or take. Where like, we could use an offensive line. We could give another receiver. Like, they have so many options right now. They won free agency on that note, so they're in a good position. So, and being at the 8 pick, it's crazy after all.
They can get whatever they want.
They can.
Hey, trade it.
So, trade it up. So, let's go now to the Jacksonville Jaguars at number 9. And I have them going with an offensive lineman out of Alabama, Jedrick Willis Jr., I'm sorry. But he is unbelievable. But the thing about it is they still need, like, an explosive running back or tight end, because really now with like the situation that they're in at quarterback, it's just kind of weird.
Just with Minshew.
But they had Foles. They were still kind of toss up because Foles is still kind of injury prone. And then you have Minshew, who did great when he stood up. And then you still have a lot of the Jacksonville Jaguars fans still being the Minshew magic. So,
Minshew mania.
I'm sorry. I was thinking Fitz magic. That's right. But, yeah, no.
Rock's a beard. Yeah, one rock's a mustache.
That's right. Yeah. Totally different branding. But they do need defensive work, too. So, I mean, Calais Campbell leaving. I mean, but it's going to be one of those things that I feel like they do need to get. No matter what quarterback they have, they need that protection. And that's what it comes down to.
Like, I don't understand why the Jaguars got rid of so much of their defense. Like, Jarrell Casey and A.J. Bouye are now Broncos. Jarrell Casey is a 5-time Pro Bowler.
Yeah, and I mean,
and they don't have anybody to replace him.
Yeah, and Marcell Dareus out now, who used to be a Bill, but I mean, you know, we're going to just have to see what they really do, because there's a lot that they could work on. But I mean, I think that when it comes down to it, if they can get the right protection for the quarterback, they have the talent. They have the talent at quarterback to make it happen. It's just a matter of He needs more time, and they need to avoid the injuries. So let's move on now to the Cleveland Browns, who...
The dog pound.
It's interesting, though, just because I feel as though you go on and they have all these talks about how Odell Beckham's not happy, and, you know... Is Baker Mayfield really... Would you say Baker Mayfield's still, like, the franchise quarterback?
I think Baker Mayfield has proved himself to be the franchise quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, yes. Mm-hmm. I honestly think the dog pound should be ready. Mm-hmm. I think they're on the right track. Do I think they're ready to go win their division? No.
Yeah.
Because...
But you know, Ravens. So they could be sitting in that wild card position where they want to be. And especially like
in the coming years when there's a seventh team.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The Browns are in a good spot. If OBJ can figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I think
Landry helps them.
I think so, too.
They're buddies.
Yeah, they do kind
of. If they can work each other out.
Yeah, and I can see them talking through it and making kind of like. You know, it might take Landry being like, you know, dude, we got this thing going. We need you, and you need to...
Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham Jr., mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm. They do. They have solid offense, but it's still, though, it comes down to protection. And that's why at this pick I have Mekhi Becton out of Louisville. I think that he really was somebody that was able to still, no matter what, just give his offense. And it, like, I mean, you know... Gave protection at the running back and the quarterback. He was able to really be off the blocks fast and being able to be that guy. So really, like you said, I think they're on the right track. It's just a matter of really, it might come down to a chemistry kind of thing and making things work there. But either way, we'll see. Let's go on now to the New York Jets at 11. I was still talking about wide receiver because of, you know, Robbie Anderson leaving. Gone. Jerry Jeudy out of Alabama, unbelievable. That's a huge pick if they got him. But
it's always a thing, though. They're going to pick up Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, or Henry Ruggs.
That's what I'm saying. It's one of those three.
They're juggling.
They're all around there because there's so many good receivers in this draft. And, I mean, we'll talk about Jefferson later, too. I mean, they're all just exquisite receivers, and they're going to stand out at the next level. And, dude, just the way – and we talked about this in our other podcast about the – size of college players coming into the NBA, it's the same thing in the NFL.
It's the same.
I've seen these freaking D1 dudes, they're just massive.
These are 6 foot like, five.
What are they feeding these children? But
it's I'm 7 foot eight.
Yeah.
300.
You wouldn't know
because
we're sitting down. Either way, you got Joe Douglas entering his first draft as general manager, and you know. They need that number one receiver.
And here's the thing. If they don't pick up Jerry Jeudy, CeeDee Lamb, or Henry Ruggs III...
What are you doing?
But here's what I want you guys to do. Look up Jets draft picks on YouTube. And just watch them. The fans are never happy. It's like, all right, we need a wide receiver.
Oh, it's always that.
Let's go get a quarterback. We have Sam Darnold. Let's get another one.
You see the issue with that. They used to do the same thing with the Knicks. I mean, with Porzingis, they were like, oh, dear God. But, you know, it's just – that's the way it comes down to, and what they – that's their reactions is because of that. So, we'll see what they do. I mean, they do need that number one target. They got to help out Sam Darnold. For my sake, I hope they really mess it up because I'm a Bills fan. But
also, Joe Douglas doesn't like Le'Veon Bell.
I know.
And Le'Veon's like, no, I signed the contract to be a Jet.
Yeah.
I'm really up for it. Just – help me out on that offensive line as well.
Yeah, because he's a patient running back, too. So
he's a guy that does a little stutter step and then goes.
Yep, and so we'll see what that happens there. But like you said, I mean, this guy could come in, and I'm going to the Raiders right now, but CeeDee Lamb out of Oklahoma, the wide receiver, unbelievable player. Another just, you know, they're all right up there together. I think they're each of the top three here are kind of at their own little area where they just stand out.
They specialize.
Yeah, they just stand out. So, you know, the Raiders need that receiver, too. I mean, losing Antonio Brown to that fun
decision. That was a fun time.
Unbelievable, just all that stuff that happened.
I mean, what do you mean? Antonio Brown, he was a Raider and a Patriot.
That's true. And a Steeler.
That was a thing, too.
Yeah, more importantly. But you have a coach with John Gruden who is very intelligent, knows the game, and really can be somebody that can lead his team. And I love watching Gruden get mad because that's what you, I think it's partially, it's a lot of it too, how different players respond to it, though.
Here's a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Derek Carr stays the starting quarterback?
I was thinking about that too. I do think that he does, at least for this year. And then I think they'll go from there just to see how things, you know, because that's my thing. If they draft this wide receiver or a wide receiver that's a top one, and he's still not getting it done, though, that's when you know it's on him. Exactly. So I think that'll be something that with time we'll find out.
Mariota?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I know. So let's go with the San Francisco 49ers at number 13 here. And this is another wide receiver we talked about, Ruggs. Henry Ruggs.
That's not happening.
That's what I think he's going to. That would be insane at the 49ers giving Garoppolo and giving, I mean, just being an amazing target there.
George Kittle.
And I mean, it's just, it'd be nuts. I mean, you still have, like, I mean, they did lose Sanders. So, I mean, Sanders being a Saint now is going to be crazy. So they need to replace him. But, I mean, you said you don't agree, so who do you think they're going to go with?
They're picking up an offensive lineman, Andrew Thomas, out of Georgia. Thomas is the most ready-to-play offensive tackle in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
They need an offensive lineman.
Yeah, they do.
And they don't, like, they need a wide receiver, but it should be a priority. Because Garoppolo already prioritizes his tight end.
He does, but I think that, I also kind of think
the run
that,
game.
But here's what I think. I think that they kind of got a little exploited in the Super Bowl, and people figured that out.
But that was against the best team.
Yeah, but you also, it's kind of easy to figure out when you're
Play. But they were also leading in that game most of the game. Yeah. And then the Chiefs decided they wanted to win.
I know, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, so we'll go on now to the Buccaneers, because this is where I have Andrew Thomas going. Because I know that they have to get protection for Brady coming in.
Brady's a speedy quarterback.
Yeah, right.
He leaves the pocket all the time.
I don't want to hear much more about Tom Brady, because I don't have to anymore.
Hey,
so.
Then you'll like what I'll have to say. You have a guy that's being drafted to protect Brady. This is a hot take. I have Jordan Love, a quarterback out of Utah State, being drafted at number 14. I know this secures...
to your contract, right?
Yeah, you know, it secures the future for the Buccaneers. It gives a chance for a young player to learn under one of, if not the greatest quarterback of all time.
Because you don't have Jameis Winston anymore. He went to what? The XFL or whatever, I think? So
the XFL has been shut down.
I think he went to like something down.
He's struggling.
Yeah, so something happened.
Realistic, though. So.
Yeah, something happened there, but like, you want to give like somebody like this. I mean, because I think that's what the Patriots were going to do until Tom Brady decided to leave, that they were going to have that same thing where they were going to draft like a younger quarterback and have him learn that year under Brady. And we'll figure out like what they do. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I do still see them going with the line for that.
Brady.
But I see where you're coming from. I do. I do see that that's kind of like a good motive to have if you're like any team that has Brady, that's a good or an experience. That'd be like somebody picking up the Saints doing the same thing.
Right.
Like Drew Brees or
something. Look what the Patriots have to do now that Brady's not there. They didn't have a backup plan.
They have like three quarterbacks, they don't know what they're doing with.
They had Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And look how what he's done under Brady.
Yeah.
So get this young quarterback and get him going.
This
secures me for the number 15 pick with the Denver Broncos, which you don't agree with.
No.
Tell me about what you think.
I think it's going to be Xavier McKinney at Alabama.
Do you have him going?
I mean,
he's not going to Denver.
I'm going with the Dolphins because of the trade from Denver. But you say it's not happening, and tell me why.
The Broncos aren't trading the 15th overall pick. We're picking up Henry Ruggs.
I can't believe that you think that Ruggs will fall that far.
He is going to fall that far. I told you exactly how that's going to play out. Jerry Judy's gone. CeeDee Lamb's gone. And then the 49ers don't pick him up. So that leaves him available. The fastest wide receiver in the combine is going to be a Denver Bronco. Drew Locke's going to write a Christmas card to John Elway saying thank you for Cortland Sutton and Henry Ruggs III. And we are going to win the AFC West.
The
world.
Yeah, we'll see about that, and I'm very interested to see how that plays out. So we'll go on now to the 16th pick, and that is the Atlanta Falcons. And really, the Falcons did some interesting stuff in free agency. Getting Todd Gurley is very interesting, bringing him back home, And, you know, it's still, do you still think Matty Ice is a reliable quarterback?
Well, there was that one Super Bowl he was in with the Patriots. I've given the Patriots a little bit of shade, so let me just expose Matt Ryan. What was that score?
That was 28-3. That was the count.
Interceptions came, fumbles came, and then the Patriots won another Super Bowl.
I know.
I still think he's reliable. He was an MVP caliber. He was MVP. Yeah.
And you still have people like, I mean, you still have your target with Julio Jones. So, I mean, who? It's not. And, you know, I mean, they kind of, it just seemed like they went away from their bread and butter last year. They did. That's what the weirdest part was. Because things were working for them. Right. They just stopped it.
And then they got rid of Devontae Freeman. Mm-hmm. And then Austin Hooper, who's now a Brown.
I know. Yeah, that's another thing. But also, it's weird because they went away from that, like what their bread and butter with, just like the Rams did with Todd Gurley, because they stopped running
another,
the ball.
That's another team that could have taken a Super Bowl ring away from the Patriots.
I know. I hate both of you. Yeah, no, it's crazy. But we'll see what happens with them. But I do have them going with Kalevon Chase on and out of LSU because, oh my gosh, the guy is an animal. Yeah. He is ripped beyond means, and he is shredded, and he is right on the edge. He just comes out. He can go through anybody. It's unreal. And I love watching him play, and I love what he did for LSU this year. That would be a great person to have on your team, and the Falcons should go with him. So let's go to the Dallas Cowboys.
America's team.
We got the Cowboys. I had them going with cornerback C.J. Henderson out of Florida. I really saw a lot of promise from him and how he was able to stay with his receivers and being able to be the guy to break up passes and being there for, I mean, you know, in a tough conference as it is already. You know?
Right. I wouldn't say it's a tough conference. It's a tough – it's the NFC. They don't deal with the Patriots every year.
Well, yeah.
But they're definitely in a tough division for them.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's kind of what I guess – oh, I was talking about Florida is where I was. That's what I meant. Oh, no. The Dallas Cowboys are not in the tough conference.
That makes us SEC. Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, the SEC, yeah. Yeah, that's why you started talking, and I was like, right, okay. Yeah.
SEC is a pretty tough conference.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right.
ACC.
Makes a lot more sense. Okay. Yeah, no. So I think they need that edge rusher at Henderson, and I think that's going to be somebody that really is able to cornerback, but being able to be that guy that's, you know, really able to protect, and especially with the Cowboys, when you got – if, say, the Eagles do go with a receiver or something like that, you're going to need somebody that's there and being able to be a presence there.
To keep up.
Exactly. You got this fast talent coming in, so
– so you need young talent that can keep up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just don't do pass interference. Yeah, be fine. You know, swat the ball. You don't need to intercept it. Swat the ball, and you're fine. But the Cowboys, they also lost some veterans.
Yeah,
you know, Robert Quinn's gone, so they need to find a complement edge rusher for DeMarcus Lawrence. Travis Frederick retired. The O-line's gone, and then the tight end.
I know.
What's he doing?
I know. It's
Jason Witten. You retire. You're like, no, I need to win for the Cowboys. Oh wait, we lost again. I'm leaving. I'm going to a better team.
Game, man. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, just let him do his thing, I guess. But let's go on now to the number 18 pick.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
This is where I had the Broncos going now, but I also had the Broncos drafting Javon Kinlaw out of South Carolina.
There is a lot wrong with what's going on. First off, the Dolphins have this pick because they got this pick originally with the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade with the Steelers.
Right.
And then you have the Broncos picking up a defensive lineman. Why on earth do the Broncos need a defensive lineman? We need a wide receiver, an O-line, a cornerback, a linebacker, and a safety. We don't need defensive lineman. We picked up Jarrell Casey in free agency. We have Jonathan Harris and Mike Purcell. Drew Luck needs a wide receiver, and we're getting that at the number 15 pick for Henry Ruggs.
So iffy about Ruggs getting in there. But, you know, who do you have them picking up?
You remember that guy you had 15, safety, Xavier McKinney out of Alabama?
That's where
he's going with 18, because no one else is going to pick him up.
Oh, gosh.
Well, before that, he can be picked up later.
Yeah, Xavier, gosh. Trash.
Go be in a good conference.
Garbage. Well, let's move on now to the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, Raiders acquiring this pick because of that Khalil Mack trade. And this is kind of where I decided that they kind of needed to fill that void that they missed losing Khalil Mack.
I was so happy he was gone to the Bears. I could not believe it.
He's a monster, dude.
But yeah, he is.
Marwin Davidson out of Auburn is somebody that I saw as kind of somebody that has that potential.
He's not a physically tough guy.
Yeah, he is. And I think that that's kind of the thing that they're missing, really, because of what Khalil Mack used to bring to the table, and they need that guy that's just out there on a mission day in and day out and being a beast on the line and getting to the quarterback. So I really think that that could be a good
pick. And with the Raiders' second pick, you know, you might as well give it to him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. So let's move on now to the 20th pick, and that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Acquired that from the Rams with the Jalen Ramsey trade. I have them going, speaking of losing Jalen Ramsey, going with Christian Fulton out of LSU. And, you know, what else can we say about Fulton? But also, what can we say about LSU? The team made him look good. Yeah, the team made him look good, but he also did a phenomenal job on the defensive side. And being able to be, I mean, obviously we knew LSU was an offensive caliber team, but he really provided a lot that got underrated in my opinion.
Do you think the Jaguars are going in thinking Fulton can replace Jalen Ramsey? I know Jalen Ramsey...
From what I saw at LSU, I think he has the potential to.
Do you think he keeps his mouthpiece in his mouth?
Yeah, I think he keeps his mouth closed. It might dangle, but I don't think he's going to be nearly as bad as Jalen Ramsey. And he can talk.
I love Jalen Ramsey as a player.
So glad you do, because I do not. let's go to the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is kind of where I had said this about them getting a receiver. Because I think that they go with Justin Jefferson now at OSU, who is an unbelievable target for them.
He's a great target.
Joe Burrow's buddy. I mean, right there. So that would be something that the Eagles complimenting DeSean Jackson. It's just something that they need. They really just need to give all these other receivers a break. And, I mean, I feel like they targeted the tight end way too much last year. So it's just But it's something that, I mean, that's kind of their game plan, though.
Right, but he's not Jefferson, sorry.
What were you going
to
say?
He isn't going to the Eagles.
Okay. And where is he?
Linebacker Kenneth Murray out of Oklahoma is going to the Eagles.
And the reasoning is?
He's a speedy linebacker and fits perfectly in the heart of the Eagles defense, and defense wins Super Bowls. They have DeSean Jackson as long as he's healthy. They don't have Nelson Aguilar, though.
That's a fat if. So we will see, though. But
I will draft him in fantasy football in the late round.
I'll take it, man. But let's go now to the number 22 pick. And this is the Vikings acquired from my Buffalo Bills because of the Stephon Diggs. And this is basically the Bills giving up our first-round pick for Stephon Diggs.
That's slight work.
I'll take it. But now it gets to the point where their main target's probably going to be Adam Thielen because of Diggs being gone. So is that going to be, do you think that's something that they're going to be, teams are going to be able to match up against really quickly and catch on to?
I think early on they can figure out how to guard Thielen.
Mm-hmm.
They showed it sometimes when Diggs was on the field.
Yeah,
they would start, because Thielen rarely drops the ball.
Oh, I know.
And then you got Kyle Rudolph,
mm-hmm.
and you have Dalvin Cook at running back.
Right.
So I think they'll adjust where they need to.
Yeah.
Surely the Vikings had a game plan. Yeah. They wouldn't just give away Stephon Diggs without a game plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I have them, and I think you agree, with the cornerback pick they pick up, Jalen Johnson out of Utah.
Yep, that's what happened.
The Vikings waved goodbye to their top three cornerbacks last year. Stephon Diggs, as you've said, is gone.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen needs help. Everson Griffin decided his time in Minnesota was finished.
Yeah.
And they need a guard. But there's also no depth at the safety position, so fix your secondary.
That's what it comes
get
down
Jalen
to.
Get Johnson.
I agree.
And out of corner, he's a cornerback. And
yeah, that would be a good pickup for them. So let's go on now to the New England Patriots, and this is where
we love the Patriots. Yeah, this year.
You talked about Jordan Love, and this is where I thought that he was going to go, and it's ironic because this is where I had him going. And you had him going under to the Bucs, which is under Brady. I have him going there now because they need to step it up. They didn't have a stellar tight end last year, but they also didn't need one. But now, also, fun fact about the Bucs picking up Gronkowski. So, you know, he has his favorite target again. We'll see if he stays healthy or if he quits, does his little...
Does Gronk ever get hurt?
Gronk's like a bionicle out there. Yeah, he's like a bionicle out there, but... He, we'll see. I mean, they need a receiver for deep threats. They need, but they, I still think that in the end of the day, they need a quarterback. And I think that's what they're going to get.
Well, they have a quarterback. And I do not have him. It's not going to be Jordan Love. I have the pitch picking up AJ Epinosa. He's an offensive tackle out of Iowa. He's an edge rusher and brings power to the rush, right? He does offense and defense. So that's a unique player that can do that.
Of course.
And then you have Jarrett Stidham, who is the fourth round pick in the 2019 draft.
Yeah.
He's going to start at quarterback.
Well, here's my thing. I just think that when it comes down to it, you know, you're going to have basically with the Patriots, no matter who you have good coaching, but they did lose their offensive line coach, so that'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because that was really the main key for Brady, is having all that time in the world to throw that ball.
What do you mean? He's a speedy quarterback.
No, I could have thrown that ball. so let's go on now to the New Orleans Saints at the 24th pick. You know, I have them going with Kenneth Murray out of Oklahoma. I know you disagree, but I did have them going with him just because I felt as though the defense is really what needs work. We saw the departure. We'll see all the departures of all these defenders that they had, but we also see that them adding good things to the offensive side. So, going with, they added Sanders, right? So they're going to be a business for offense. I just feel like that's what they're going to mainly focus on is defense, in my opinion.
Obviously, I would have gone with Kenneth Murray here, but he's already going to be drafted. So, and honestly, if the Saints draft the number one available player remaining, you can't argue the decision.
DeAndre Swift.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift, he's the pick for me.
He was nasty.
Running back out of Georgia. He's elusive. And I understand what people are going to be saying. There's Alvin Kamara and Latavius Murray. Kamara is the speed back, and Murray was the power back. But Kamara fatigues so fast.
So Latavius Murray did great, though, He was able to come back in.
But he's that power back. You need that guy that can do the wide receiver screens, the guy that can do the inside zone.
Right, I know. Yeah, that would be good for them. So I could see that. But let's go now to the Minnesota Vikings. And, we both kind of had different views, but we did still have wide receivers.
We know what they need. It's just who's going
to
be available.
It's very clear what they need. They lost to the Bills. But, I had him going with Brandon Ayuk out of Arizona State. And the more I saw of him, the more of just an offensive talent he really is and what he brought to the table, and was able to kind of put Arizona State on the map this year. So that's who I had. And who did you?
I picked Justin Jefferson. I think he falls in the draft a little bit. He's the dynamic receiver out of LSU.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow loved him, I know. He makes big plays in the slot, and he's outside the numbers. He can do them both. But I just don't think he gets drafted earlier. I don't know how they function, but they get him at 25. It's a steal.
That would be a heck of a steal, especially for the Vikings. That could be that one target that eventually develops. So that could be cool to see if that happened. Either way, they're going to have a good wide receiver, in our opinion. So.
Absolutely.
Let's go with the 26th pick now, the Miami Dolphins. They got a lot of picks in this
year. Well, that's crazy.
Well, I can't imagine why.
They were told to be the worst team in NFL history, but they still didn't get the number one overall pick without trading with the Bengals.
Well, not yet anyway, yeah. So it's, I have them drafting this one, Josh Jones out of Houston. Whatever they do at quarterback, they're going to need protection over.
Absolutely.
And we talked about that, but Josh Jones produces so much and is such an essential part of that line that I feel as though there's no way you don't draft this man and what he brings to the table. Houston, being just on Houston, it was kind of like, a little quieter just because of where they play and who they
are. But see, this is a Houston team that was in the top 25.
Yeah.
So they.
Oh, in football. Yeah, in basketball. They did great in basketball a year ago. But yeah. No, Houston's been a college that's really come out and been able to. But yeah, they really are kind of somebody that slides in there a little bit. But reasons like these, and the reasons we talk about with the O-line, what really makes a good team is the support they get and how much protection and how much time they need. And that would be amazing for whatever quarterback the Dolphins bring in.
Absolutely.
So let's go on now to the Seattle Seahawks and talk to us a little bit about that pick and what you think.
I don't understand what the Seahawks did last year. I have them picking up an offensive lineman, Ezra Cleveland, out of Boise State. But listen to this stat with the defense. When we think Seattle defense, we think Legion of Doom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Legion Boom. That's the Boom team that won Super Bowl 48. They blew out the Broncos 43-8.
Mm-hmm.
Love that Super Bowl. I have it recorded. I watch it every night. But this Seahawks team, the only team that did worse than them in recording sacks was the Dolphins.
Yeah.
How on earth did that happen?
So, I mean, with that being said, who do you have them drafting? I mean,
Yeter Gross Matos.
Yeah. The big boy out of
He's an edge rusher out of Penn State. You know,
yeah.
He's got the juice. And,
we are.
And some of these mock drafts I've looked at have him going in the teens.
Yeah.
But not a, but.
But he's kind of a, I mean, but he's a monster.
He's steal huge. For the Seahawks at 27.
It would be a steal. But I also, so in my opinion, I had him getting Ezra Cleveland out of Boise State just because I kind of see what you're saying, but I also saw that. I really see that with Russell Wilson being, he took a lot of hits this year. And he so did. I felt as though that's kind of what they want to do because Russell Wilson is an exquisite player. And if you give him the time, even when you don't give him the time, he still makes this crazy play.
He Houdini's you.
Yeah, he bamboozles the whole team. But that's what I kind of thought they need. So we can agree to disagree on that. But either way, I think Seattle Seahawks will be very happy with whatever pick they
get. Right. You have O-line. I have D-line.
Yeah. I think they'll be happy with either one of those picks and they'll both be very valuable to them. So let's move on now to the Baltimore Ravens, who had a great season last year.
Start off, congratulations, Lamar.
Lamar on being the MVP, and then also cover Madden 21. He announced that. That's going to be awesome.
And the curse is over because Mahomes won the Super Bowl.
That's true, yeah. So he doesn't give a crap anymore. He's like, hey, let's do this thing. So that would be awesome to see. But, you know, I have them going more on the defensive side because I felt that their offense was a juggernaut this year. I feel like they're going to go with Jordan Brooks out of Texas Tech because being that linebacker, having somebody there to be able to be in on all the tackles and being a guy that oversees everything like that, that's what they really need.
Yeah, they need it. You know, just imagine. Again, I also agree with Jordan Brooks, but just imagine if Lamar Jackson gets another breakout star at wide receiver.
Oh, gosh.
They're hard to beat.
Oh, absolutely. They're hard to beat. Well, he's so nifty with that fake handoff, too, that it's just like...
You don't know.
People are tackling the running back. They're just like, yeah, I think he's got it. Hey, get him!
Hey, but Mark Ingram was okay with it. But also, they need to replace the future Hall of Famer Marshall Yanda on the O-line. Mm-hmm. But that's like around 4 or 5.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
and
what
then
I'm
they eventually they've got to replace CJ Mosley at some point, right?
Right, exactly.
At some point.
I mean, you know, so then the next one at 29 is the Tennessee Titans, and this is where I had Yeter Gross Matos going. Now, I just saw the Tennessee Titans being one. I thought he would fall a little further than you did, but either way, I still kind of think they need somebody on that as that edge rusher. Talk to me about where you think he will. I mean, who do you think
I have about? Austin Jackson out of USC.
Mm-hmm.
He fills the Jack Conklin's free agency departure,
mm-hmm.
and that's really what they need. They need an offensive line.
Yeah.
And then I know they need defensive line too, but again, this is a team that showed up when they needed to.
But they have to give Tannehill some protection,
too. They need to give him some protection.
Yeah.
And you kind of need a backup for Derrick Henry. Yeah, Derrick Henry, as much of a monster he is.
But he's so built strong. And that he's kind of like a Zion where he could get hurt easily.
And when you see the picture, it's my favorite picture I've ever seen of the Titans. Dion Lewis and Derrick Henry.
Yes, the size differential is unreal. But let's go on now to the Green Bay Packers, and this is where I had them drafting Patrick Queen out of LSU, the linebacker, somebody that another essential part of that defense that was really able to be there on every tackle and being the guy that was there. The Green Bay Packers adding him would be insane because they're already up there in that division. Yeah. That's crazy.
You know, the Packers didn't do much in free agency. They gave a lot of money to their defense last year.
Yeah.
So listen to what this is. So either the GM doesn't like Aaron Rodgers or helps on the way in the draft.
Yeah.
My vote's the latter because, I mean, I might not like Aaron Rodgers, but I'm sure the GM for the Packers does.
How could you not if you're a Packers
guy? So that with that being said, I don't have your guy being drafted. I have Brandon Ayuk, the wide receiver out of Arizona State.
Yeah.
He's explosive and tough.
Yeah.
And that's how it's driving him
gonna
into too much.
That far and yeah.
Or if we had like a hot take bell, we'd be ringing it right now.
Yeah. We'll get there.
Pick up Jalen Hurts.
That's true.
Get the future started under Aaron Rodgers.
That would be kind of crazy, honestly.
That's a big ring of the bell. That's a
huge ringing of the bell. That's like the Liberty Bell. but we'll go now to the 49ers at the 31st pick, and that's where I had defensive tackle Ross Blacklock going, and that's what you kind of felt.
Yeah,
you
know, I agree.
Agree with me on that.
Defensive tackle out of TCU.
Unbelievable player. And TCU really was able to, I mean, didn't have their best year, but like, you know,
they bounced around the top 25.
And he was a great guy to have on the line and pass rushing and all that stuff. So they still need, like we talked about, what they already needed, receivers, O-line. But I think that that's going to be a great essential pick for them. So let's go on now to the Kansas City Chiefs, the last pick in this round. And that's where I had them going with offensive lineman Cesar Ruiz out of Michigan. No. That's where do you have?
No. So you're a big fan of Stephon Diggs now.
Of course I am.
You know his relative?
My jersey's in the mail.
Right. You know his relative, Trayvon Diggs?
Of course.
Hasn't been drafted yet.
Yeah, I know. The Chiefs are drafting
that man, that cornerback out of Alabama, Trayvon Diggs. Big physical playmaker. He also plays wide receiver. Could you imagine that guy catching the ball from Pat Mahomes and then intercepting the ball from Drew Lock, then giving the ball right back to Patrick Mahomes?
But you know what he's doing? He's going to go to the Bills because he wants to be with his brother, and that's where it's going to happen.
I don't think that's true because I'm telling you, they're not like the Barrett brothers or the McCourty twins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of siblings, they don't want to play together.
Or the Edmonds.
but then you got teams like the Watts, you know?
Yeah, I know, exactly.
And I just don't think this brotherly duo is going
to
work.
It could be interesting to see. But now let's talk about the teams that didn't get a pick in this first round. And in my opinion, my Bills, I don't think we needed to, because I think we're basically replacing our first round pick with Stephon Diggs, and that is totally fine with me. We got Mario Addison, we got Jerry Hughes will still be there. I mean, having the team we have, and we got Ed Oliver last year. Ed Oliver's awesome. And having Singletary, they talked about, this is a hot take, but I think that the Buffalo Bills, still in free agency, will end up with Leonard Fournette on the Buffalo Bills. They have talked to him. They have the best landing spot chance right now. Leonard Fournette will be a Buffalo Bill market. But either way, all the moves they made, they don't need a pick this round. I mean, it would have been nice, but with what we gave up and what we got back, I think we're fine.
Right, I agree. You know, you brought up Mario Addison, Jerry Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be 33 and 32 at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Does that worry you for like next year? Is that a next year problem?
I don't see it really bothering me this year, just because I've saw a lot of Mario Addison. You know, when I used to live in Charlotte, I'd go to Panthers games. Mario Addison was great. Jerry Hughes is somebody that just forces so many turnovers and can get to the quarterback. And so I really see those two actually with their personalities and what I've seen on both teams. I see them working so well together. Exactly. Meshing so well.
And
Ed Oliver is just like a kid, man. He's like a ginormous kid. I mean, he's really like a guy that knows what he wants and can get out there. And he might have not had the season that was a standout season, but he is going to be a monster now. And he loves being in Buffalo. And that's what's important, and that's what we want. Guys that want to be there, because you don't draft a guy every day that's like, oh, I can't wait to go in that snow.
Well, yeah. Hey, that's why Joe Burrow's not going to the Bengals.
That's right. Whatever. So go on, talk to me about the Bears, who also didn't get a pick.
I feel bad for the Bears. You know, they're kind of like the Lions. You know, they're in the same division, and you just feel bad. They have two picks in the top 160. Yeah,
that's true.
And, you know, if Mitchell Trubisky wasn't enough, now they have the exact same guy in Nick Foles, and they need to improve their O-line. Their O-line was ranked 29th last season, and they can't get a – actually, they can. They can pick up that guy you were talking about, 32.
I mean,
they can go pick up Cesar Ruiz from Michigan.
I don't know if that's going to – it's not going to change the team around, let's be honest. But,
no, honestly, you're probably right, because they have two picks in the top 160. I don't even know if –
It's not good. But talk to me about the Texans.
They've lost. If you're a Texans fan,
I'm sorry.
2022's on the
road. That's right, because...
Not even 2021, 2022.
Dude, losing, I just... I still don't understand.
And they lost
Andrew Hopkins. Sit about this trade and wonder, right. And we're all just like sitting here. And Deshaun Watson doesn't even want to be there anymore right. Now.
And they got Brandon Cooks. Congratulations. Mm. They have a speed bat. Yeah. Or a speed wide receiver, sorry. He's just
my young. Yeah.
But half their picks this year are late in the seventh round.
I know. Yeah, it's just like, what are we going for? I'm mostly just... Right. Make some trades. And
But then Kenny Stills and Will Fuller, they're going to be free agents at the end of this coming season.
So do you think that they end up last in their division?
No.
You don't? Who do you think does?
Jaguars.
Okay, well, I guess I could agree with that. let's go on to the Colts now.
This is the team that's not going to be last in their division. Yeah.
Well, you know, they had Philip Rivers, and I'm really happy for the Colts, to be honest with
I'm
you.
I'm happy
because
Phillip's
I know you're happy for that. He's gone. But I really do like the pickup with Philip Rivers because – it was a team that went from when they picked up Peyton Manning when they had Peyton Manning and went through all these years with him. So they really were able to make a veteran quarterback and deal with veteran quarterbacks. So having that now and you already get another veteran quarterback that's already kind of at that point where you're not just going through all the years with him, I think that's gonna be really good for them.
But do you think Rivers starts over Jacoby Brissett?
I know you don't, but I think he does. And that's just me. Because here's my thing. The reason I think so is because I don't know how many years Philip Rivers has left. And I think that they want to make sure it happens when it does. Because for all we know, he could next year be like...
Here's what it could be. With Philip Rivers starting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the Broncos last year.
Mm-hmm.
We could pick up Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
He starts a couple games.
Yeah.
Drew Locke came.
Yeah.
And look at Flacco now. He's not on a team.
He's like, where is he?
Not on a team.
Yeah, I know.
So Rivers could start,
but
once he declines, which he will.
Yeah.
Because he's a future Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
But
great athlete. But his time's numbered.
Well, that's my thing, though. I think that they felt that Joe Flacco also had more years in him than Philip Rivers does. But that's just me. Also, Philip Rivers has like 30 kids. So
what Philip Rivers and Joe Flacco have in common, and this is a good thing,
mm-hmm.
they're both super competitive. They mm-hmm. want to be a starter. Exactly.
So they'll do whatever it is, whether that's being benched or whether that's being on the line. Exactly. I think we agree on that. So let's go now to the Rams. You know, you lost Todd Gurley, your go-to. Brandon Cooks, Clay Matthews, Dante Fowler, like, what are
no
you doing?
No trumpets.
Like, Jared Goff, here you go.
hey, they got Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, they do. Cooper Kupp, but he has to stay healthy, too. I mean, yeah.
Robert Woods.
Yeah.
They don't even have their backup running back. Corey Littleton's gone, too.
I know, dude. I don't know. Because, like, you went from a team that was in the Super Bowl, and then now you're just...
This is a team that's going to lose to the Cardinals twice.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot take.
Maybe the Seahawks twice.
I think they have a better chance of losing to the Seahawks twice, honestly, in my opinion.
They could lose to the 49ers twice.
It could be a weird division this year, that's for sure. But let's go lastly to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I'd like to say we saved the team that a lot of people either love or hate for last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. They only have one pick in the top 100 in the draft with the 49th pick.
We love the Steelers.
But I do think that they have such good ownership and such good GMs up there that I could see them making a really
that
good pick.
Same great GM. There's no Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell. You got Ben Roethlisberger. He's looking like a caveman.
Yeah, he's going to come out. That might have to worry about that strap staying on him with that.
Hey,
but, you know.
Take a book.
Mm-hmm.
Take a chapter out of Ryan Fitzmagic's book.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
Fine.
Yeah.
If you throw four interceptions and throw two touchdowns, hey, you threw two touchdowns.
That's true, yeah.
Put the pressure on your defense. Let them make sure they don't.
Yeah. So we'll see. So we got the draft coming up here now, and it is about that time. We've been waiting for it. Those are our picks. We think that, like, we'll see what happens. I mean, we're really excited. We're just more excited for sports to be back.
Absolutely.
And then there's hope for the season because this has been way too much for us.
And when Henry Ruggs does not go to the Broncos, we're going to have...
We're going to make some phone calls?
Make some phone calls.
I'm cool without our first-round picks. Bills... You won in the offseason, so I'm very happy. I'm so excited for football to be back. I'm so excited for sports to come back. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get through it together. So thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for tuning into our podcast. This has been Mike's Divided, and we'll see you guys next time.